A problem amongst teens from adolescence and family is that a young person's family history has a significant influence on the way they behave, function, and relate to people. Family is often thought of as a person's immediate relatives, but can include others who have a significant influence, both positive and negative, on shaping who we are and how we see others, the world, and ourselves. There are many family risk factors that can influence a young person's level of engagement and health risk behaviors. Some factors will be entrenched characteristics of a young person's life that cannot be modified. And these include low birth weight, premature birth, less than 2 years between siblings, family size, difficult temperament, early childhood experiences, malnutrition, poverty, parenting style. Other risk factors may be amenable to change through intervention, such as current exposure to abuse. In addition, protective factors may or may not have existed in a young person's background. Intervention should have a goal modifying of available risk factors, enhancing available protective factors to the extent possible. This requires an understanding of historical events that will continue to impact on the young person's health and well-being, and ways in which we can increase the number of protective factors in a young person's life to try and offset these risk factors. Provide young people with a safe, reliable, caring, and committed working relationship. Let them know that you think the past experiences have important effects on the way we live our lives, and ask them if they feel comfortable about discussing any particular difficult or stressful experiences. Provide opportunities appropriate settings to allow more sensitive discussions to take place. Understand that experiences affect people directly. The young person's feelings and beliefs about what they have experienced are important. The aim of your conversation about difficult or traumatic past experiences may be to provide a safe and supportive environment for discussion. Provide the young persons with the opportunity to talk about their experiences if they wish to. Validate their feelings and thoughts, for example, the level of pain of hurt they may have felt. Validate and encourage them to feel their feelings, for example, to try to cry, feel angry, or etc. Draw out their coping and personal strengths and explore practical ways they may use these strengths in their lives. Gently explore new ways of thinking about past events or their coping capacities, which may serve them better in their lives now. Many factors impact on young people's health and well-being, including attachment experiences, family structure and relationship patterns, structural factors, traumatic events, and genetic factors. Young people may find it difficult to process traumatic experience and may need the opportunity to talk through experiences in a safe and supportive environment. Talking about traumatic experiences have been found to be beneficial for many people. Recognize the limits of your expertise and ask for further training or secondary consultation or referral as necessary.